It's all about words. To begin with, of course, the Word of God that was in the beginning before our human history began. The Word that was incarnate, that became human in the person of Jesus to share the joys, the hopes, the sorrows and sufferings of our troubled world. The Word that we should now be sharing with all people today to help them live more meaningful, hope-filled lives. But how do we find the right words to do that? What on earth does incarnation mean to someone who's never been near a church? What does salvation or proclamation or reconciliation mean in our current Christian context? Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin puts it this way.
How do you talk about the transcendent in a language which tries to reference everything within what is actually taking place, and where the objectivity of language is challenged? It's a large cultural problem when you look at the language we have to explain the faith. You know, what does fidelity mean? Not just within marriage, but very often the relationship between human beings and God is also explained in that same language.
And that, in a sense, is what this Synod on New Evangelization has been all about. A river of words in half a dozen languages, including Latin, from over 400 participants working in countries right around the globe. That's what the final list of propositions is about, too. A list of 58 key points that the Pope will now take and work into a new document of his own. First of all, trying to describe what is the message at the heart of our Christian faith. Then working out how and where and through whom can the message of the gospel best be shared, explained, taught and strengthened. Through the right words, the new expressions, as Pope John Paul first put it, but also through people simply putting faith into practice in their daily lives. This is how American Cardinal Donald Wuerl of Washington, D.C. described the collection of propositions to journalists at a press conference on the final day.
We didn't try to define it, but we did try to describe what is the new evangelization and how does it interact with our world, our culture. This is the recognition of inculturation, the recognition of the need to deal with the secularism that's a part of it. How do we go about proclaiming the gospel?
Pope Benedict had a few off-the-cuff words to the Synod Fathers on Saturday too. He talked of the universality of the Church, the way in which the Holy Spirit continues to guide and to encourage Church leaders through the many challenges they face. His words of support mean a lot to Christians in countries where it's not easy to talk about the faith today, where full religious freedom is by no means guaranteed, where people are ridiculed, discriminated, or persecuted for what they believe. There'll be more words from Pope Benedict at the concluding Synod Mass on Sunday, and then it's up to each Synod participant, bishops, religious, lay Catholics and Christians of other churches to bring this three-week experience to life, to find practical ways of explaining the good news of God's love to others in their homes and parishes, hospitals and schools, through prayer and worship, through art and science, through charitable works or through the daily dialogue of life. Oh, and just one final word from Archbishop Eterovich, the Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops, which sent everyone on their way with a smile. Don't forget to put your clocks back an hour, otherwise you just might miss that concluding Synod Mass. From the Vatican Synod Hall, I'm Philippa Hitchin.